This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTayo along with Charlie Long in studio, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. And Jeff, thanks for joining us. And right off the bat, I'm going to ask you about the new acquisition at safety, Justin Reed from the Chiefs. But I'm going to read you a text because we have three Chiefs coaches that come to the Louisiana Line Camp every year. And so I text all three. I got a reply back from the first one. He was like, great signing for the Saints. Justin's a good kid, smart, intelligent young man, rarely makes a mental mistake on the field, great against the run, and has gotten much better in the coverage part of the game. That's a big plus for the Saints.
Yeah, Mike, I would agree 100%. I think he's probably the most important free agent they're going to sign, especially from outside the building. He's going to fit perfectly into Brandon Staley's defensive scheme. I talked to Brandon Staley yesterday at length about what he wants to do, and the first thing he said was, I want versatile, flexible players, and that's what Justin Reed is. He can play down the line of scrimmage. He's certainly better there than he's been back in coverage, but he had a really good year last year, Mike and Charlie, on the back end, and the Saints certainly going to need that. I think it was a perfect fit, too, with the kind of character and intelligence guys that they want to bring into this locker room. And I know he's 30. You know, a lot of times you don't want to sign a guy at that age, but he's actually playing better as he's gotten older. So I think it's a perfect fit for what they want to do on defense.
With Chase Young, we had the conversation yesterday with Pete Jenkins, and Pete's good friends with Bo. And he told me, he said, I told Bo, you don't have a linebacker on your team that can play that 3-4 outside linebacker. You need a big body 3-4 outside linebacker. And so I'm driving home, and then a little after 8 o'clock, Chase Young comes to an agreement with the Saints. And that was kind of like that poison pill that if he didn't sign, then, man, you got to eat some of that cap money on this year's cap. My first thought is right off the bat, and I don't know what the defense looks like, Chase Young's going to play outside linebacker in a 3-4 alignment.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't 100% know if they know exactly what scheme they're going to play yet, Mike. I mean, talking to Staley yesterday, he kept couching it as, we want to see first the personnel we have in the building before we decide. I think they're going to be in so many hybrid defenses. You know how the game has gone. I mean, it's become a matchup game more than ever. I don't know necessarily we can say yet exactly what scheme they're going to be in most of the time. I think they're going to be bouncing around with different fronts. So I'm hesitant to say it, even though I know his whole background has been 3-4, Vic Fangio. He wouldn't he would not commit to that yesterday when we talked to him, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. If he didn't commit to that, then there's some thought behind this. The Juwan Johnson signing, and he's had some injuries here, but it's the inconsistent play more than anything. I think when you watch him, there are spurts where, especially down the stretch last year, I thought he played really well last couple games of the season, catching the football. That, when you look at it from a financial standpoint and the way money's being thrown around, Jeff, gee, Monetti, all over the place, and they got it to do it. And listen, I'm all for the player there. The more money you can get, better off you are. But the Juwan Johnson signing for me does not take tight end off the board with an early pick.
No, I agree, because he's strictly kind of a flex tight end. You know, he's a beefed up wide receiver. But I've always felt like, Mike, that he's a guy the Saints really haven't tapped all the potential that he has. And maybe this new offensive system with a fresh set of eyes and Kellen Moore can take advantage of him, because he's a talented guy that I keep waiting every year for a breakout. And, you know, I keep telling everybody, draft him in your fantasy team, and then he never does anything. I look like an idiot. But
no, Hebert did the same thing.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Man, he got people calling up in here, man, all upset with him. He was like, Mike, I didn't do nothing wrong. I just gave him a tip. I said, you gave him a bad one, though, Hebert.
Well, he's all airline drive. I mean, he's always been the guy, like, in training camp that lights it up, and you see the talent, and he's got a great attitude. I think he's one of the leaders on the team. Kind of a quiet guy, but I like having him back in the building. It sounds to me, just talking to the coaches yesterday, I mean, they're really trying to get that locker room in order. That's a big priority for them. Not that they had problems with it, but I just feel like it's an emphasis this offseason, and Juwan Johnson fits into that, I think.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff, Mike and I have talked a lot about the draft and specifically the strengths of it. Tight end is one of those classes that Mike has brought up, running back, but defensive line is the best for this upcoming draft class. And, you know, the Saints, yes, they bring back Chase Young, but interior defensive line still felt like a big need. But they do go out and make that move for Davin Godshaw, and he comes back to Louisiana, the former LSU Tiger. Good run stuffer. And that was a big problem on this team this past season, which it felt like every single week, Jeff, we were talking about some random running back rushing for a career high against the Saints. I specifically remember like Amir Abdullah with the Raiders doing it late in the season. Just like, you need some beef up front. And especially when you're making the shift to the 3-4 defense, a nose tackle was a key need for this team. And they get a veteran piece with Davin Godshaw to kind of fill that hole.
Yeah, it's a huge priority for them. They've got to get better against the run. It won't matter what they do on the back end if they can't stop the run. I'm not sure they're going to stop there. I mean, I think you're right. The draft could certainly put them in position to draft a defensive, an interior defensive run stopper up high. I know it's probably the deepest position on defense in this draft. You can get a good defensive tackle. Mike would know better than me, but I'm sure even below the first round.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, 24.
Yeah, right?
24 of my top 75 are defensive linemen.
There's going to be a big run
I've never seen that. Just like 2 years ago with the tight end position, but 24 of my top 75 defensive linemen.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can get one. You don't have to expend. I think, guys, they could go in so many directions at number nine. I know we always talk about best player available, but, I mean, I really think that's what they have to do because they get so many needs. The roster's so thin that they could use help just about anywhere. And usually about number nine, you're going to have a guy graded that's definitely a first-round grade, right, Mike? And so they could probably go in a number of directions there. But I always think of some of the Saints scouts. They've always told me, I've heard this from them years after years, God only made so many big men that can move and have agility. And so I think going in the trenches, even though I know fans would like to see a sexy, you know, playmaker, which I don't think would be a bad choice, I still think that's kind of where we see the league going. You see it in free agency right now where everyone's trying to mimic what happened with the Eagles, how they dominated in the trenches. And they didn't get those guys, getting them in the fourth and fifth rounds. They got them up high in the first round.
I look at the Bucs and how they've done things, and Jason Light's done a tremendous job because, you know, he had a team and they were all chips in, okay? You had Brady, you had Gronk, you brought in Fournette, Ndamukong Suh. I can go on and on with all the veterans they brought in. But then you got the salary cap hit. And he was like, okay, we got to start with a real young team. And how the Bucs have rebuilt mostly has been through the draft. And you look at the last 3 years, every draft choice that they've selected is still on that roster. So for me, I think the crux of the matter, we can talk about free agency, everything else. This team has to get younger, faster, and they have to do it through the draft.
I could not agree more. I know the Saints like to target guys and use draft picks to go get a guy they love. I understand that, but I don't understand that philosophy when you're as good as Jeff Ireland and his college scouting staff are. I think it's one of the strengths of the entire organization. I know it is. And Jeff Ireland, I know people are upset. They feel like the last few years they haven't hit on a lot of, you know, impact players and that's true, but you go through those ruts in drafting. And Jeff Ireland's track record, I think, with the Saints and in the league, he's widely respected. I'd let him cook, man. I'd let him have as many picks as he could because I think they're that good at drafting. And maybe they hit on another 2017 or 2006 type of home run draft when you have that many shots at it. And this is a good draft in a lot of different positions. And the Saints need help. And to get out of this salary cap mess, they've got to have young talent, like you said, Mike. I hate to use the term cheap labor, but that's what it works in the NFL. Get guys on rookie contracts and build around that for the future.
Yes, minimum wage, NFL style. And again, that's you look at how the Bucs have done it, that's how they've been able to rebuild that team in short order. Last question for you at running back. We know what you got in Alvin Kamara. I don't know anything more about Kendra Miller than when they picked him. I know he gets hurt a lot, and, you know, he has shown a tendency maybe not to put in the greatest effort off the field. And even Deuce has made that comment a few times about, you know, come on, you got to understand your position here as a professional player. This team has to go running back early. Has to go running back fairly early in this draft. And I'm talking about second, third, fourth rounds of the draft.
I think they could even draft Genty at number nine and people would go crazy here, right? I mean, hey, let's not forget, where did Kellen Moore go to college? Where's Ashton Genty from? There is that connection, right? So I could see something like that because whatever they do at number nine, I think you both would agree with me. They can't miss. They cannot afford to miss on that pick. It's got to be a high a floor guy that's going to be around for the next, you know, 7-8 years and be a core player to build around. And I think Ginty is one of those guys. Everything you hear, read about him, he's a great kid. You know, he's a special talent. That's what they need to hit there. So if they have to draft one at number 9, I say do it, because Alvin Kamara has probably got one more year in him before he moves on. And I don't think you can count on Kendre Miller. I don't think anybody in the building feels like he's a guy we're going to build around. Now, maybe he surprises them, but it would take something. At this point in his career, he's a question mark.
Jeff, we'll see if he's there at pick 9. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
The one thing
Pete
is
might,
that,
Pete might settle that.
Yeah, Pete Carroll and the Raiders at pick 6 feel like a good landing spot for Ashton Ginty. The one thing that I think people get kind of washed up with is positional value, and it's why, you know, some draft analysts that we've had on say the Saints shouldn't take Tyler Warren at pick 9, or they can't afford to take Ashton Ginty at pick 9. But to your point, it just feels like with a roster that has so many holes on it, you just got to go with the best player on your board. And if that is a running back or if that is a tight end, then, I mean, nobody should be annoyed with it at that point. Like, if you have a top 5 player on your board that falls to you at pick 9, just go up and get them.
Yeah, it's what your board tells you. I mean, the best example of that, Mike, you referenced him earlier, Deuce McAllister.
Yep.
He was sticking out like a sore thumb on the Saints board that year. They already had Ricky Williams, who they traded an entire draft for on the roster. And they drafted him. Randy Mueller drafted him. They traded Ricky Williams, got first-round picks, 2 of them the next year, and Deuce ends up being the all-time rusher franchise history. It was a great move. That's exactly right, Charlie. Take the best player you got. Don't worry about positions. And the Saints have needs everywhere, like we've determined.
Yeah, you can kind of hit that check mark across the board. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always enjoy when you come on with us.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
All right. You too, Jeff. Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.